Peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I have some unfinished business to take care of here. These are an important part of the Advent tradition within the church. The 4 weeks leading up to this day. A candle for hope, a candle for peace, a candle for joy, and a candle for love. And the candle which signifies the Word made flesh. When you read the Gospel of St. John, the first thing you notice is that I have no idea what in the world he's talking about. You know, you read Luke. Luke's a great introduction into Jesus. You know, most of us grew up at some point of our lives with Linus reading Luke for us on the stage there on the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And he did it so eloquently. I always wanted to be able to kind of do it the way he did it because there was just such a rhythm to it and such a richness to it. But then we find the Gospel of John and we read what John has to say about the Word made flesh, the Word is God, the Word is this, the Word is that. And you go, I don't understand quite what this all means. But it's important. Because John really wanted to help us grasp and understand a little bit about what that connection and theological concept was between God and Christ. Have you ever heard the phrase, this is rhetorical, I give you my word? What does that mean? Well, it means you're binding yourself in a sort of promise. Somebody gives you their word, they're agreeing that they're going to do whatever it was that they connected their word to. And we've made similar promises. But the funny thing is, when we give our word, it doesn't mean a whole lot, does it? We give our word, well, if you sign this 17-page contract, which outlines exactly what the stipulations of your actions are going to be in accordance with whatever agreement we've come up with, and you say, I give you my word, well, there it is, because you put it down in black and white in something that is even more confusing than the Gospel of St. John. But you see, part of what John's talking about there at the very beginning is talking about creation, because it is that story of creation where life came into being. And the interesting thing when we read these stories of creation that we have in Genesis is the fact that it all came about because God said so. There wasn't an explanation in there about God took part A and part B like it was some kind of IKEA bookshelf and he's trying to put it together to be able to explain to us how we created the world. It is the fact that God spoke life into the world. God said it would be so, and it was. From the heavens to the earth, to the waters, to the plants, to the animals, to the human beings, God spoke life through his word. And that is where life came from. God's word. And if you think about it, if you go through the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, the relationship the people of Israel have with God is a word-based relationship. In fact, it was so much that way that in ancient Israel, if you said you were going to do something, you had to do it. Because you were bound by your word. Your word was everything. So if you said you were going to go out to do something, that was it. And so the people of Israel understood their relationship with God as one of God's word. As they went through the Old Testament, there were all kinds of things that God outlined through his word in terms of what it meant to be the people of God. You do this, you don't do that. You know, we have 10 of those things listed there for us, telling us what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. God's Word. Well, God's Word becomes flesh with this event that we celebrate today, with the birth of the Messiah, the Son of God. It is the embodiment of God's Word in a human being. That Word made flesh, that came into the world. And it is that Word made flesh that gives us life, because it is in this gift of love that God has given us that salvation has come to our world. And more importantly, I would say, in our lives. You see, this is the gift that makes us right with God. This gift of love that God gave to us in the Word made flesh, in this Christ child who comes into our lives. Because we're a little blighted. We're a little bit imperfect. Any husband, well, any wife will say her husband's imperfect. Any smart husband will tell the wife how perfect she is. Right, guys? But the reality is we're all imperfect. We're all imperfect beings, and that imperfection separates us from God because we're selfish, sinful people. And it is through this gift that God has given us in the Word made flesh in Jesus Christ that brings us back to God, that makes us right, not because we did anything, not because we deserve anything, but because this Word is God's love. Because God's Word is love. When Jesus talked about what it meant to really understand the relationship with God in terms of what the greatest of the commandments was, it was love. To love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. You see, when we take that love and we use it in the relationships we have, in the life situations we encounter, and in the challenges we face, then we have embodied the Word, and we have become the people God asks us to strive to be. People who live that Word, who live out that Word in love. That's the goal, or at least it should be, of every day of our lives, to live in the love of the Word made flesh. When we do that, the world will be an incredibly better place, a place where there'll be wholeness and health, a place where there will be people coming together to work for the good of others. This place will become what God spoke life into it in the first place. I'm going to stop there because my mind has just shut down. And I just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. God bless.